The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
Welcome to Life Rank on the Knapsack Files. I'm here for another edition of the show where a guest gets to come into my studios and rank something. Something from life, something from the universe, something from everything. That is right. It is Life Ranked on the Knapsack Files. And today's guest is one of my longtime friends and a regular contributor and guest to the Knapsack Files, a very important person in my life, and that is Megan Finley.
Whether you like it or not.
You are here to help me rank the top five worst things about planning a wedding.
Yes.
Now, I ask you this. I felt it was a good topic for you because you are currently planning your second wedding.
Yeah.
You can go back to a recent episode of the Knapsack Files to get the whole story on that and why it's a second and why you've had a first and why also kind of with your job working for the Offbeat Empire and Offbeat Bride, you've been around a lot of weddings.
A lot of weddings. I used to be a wedding photographer. Lots of weddings happen.
Tossing that in there, too. Yeah. That's right. I forgot that. You've been around a lot of weddings, but the planning of weddings is obviously very important.
Very different.
Yeah. Very different. It's a very serious task, right? There's a lot to it.
There's a lot to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a lot of bad things to it. And we're here to rank the top five worst reasons.
Yes. And I love that. For Offbeat Bride, I have to be positive all the time.
You can let it
fly. But now I get to be negative.
Worst things. Top five worst things, I should say correctly.
Oh, yeah.
But planning a wedding, this list is yours. You're going to list one at a time. I go through and react, and we talk about it. That's what we do here on Life Rank. Megan, what is number five?
Number five. Awkward conversations with people who aren't invited.
Holy crap, that's good.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because for those listening, if you know this is a newer show on my network, you come into my studio with your list.
I do.
That's a good one.
I come into your studio with a lot of things.
That is one that I almost would avoid marriage for.
Yeah, I know. It is something that I forgot about the first time. I'm remembering painfully the second time.
Take me through it. How do you do it?
Well, I've done two things wrongly. I've done it both ways. I've had awkward conversations with somebody that I assumed I hadn't invited. Mm-hmm. So when she started really excitedly asking me all these questions, I started trying to change the subject.
Because you thought you were
invite this person. And then I realized afterwards, oh,
she's at table seven.
Yeah, she's on the guest list. Definitely invited her. That I made it meta awkward. Like I did not need to make that awkward, but I made it awkward by myself. And then I have had conversations with people that I now remember explicitly talking to Mike about not inviting.
Right.
Where I was like, did you get the save the date? Because they asked me when the wedding was.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, oh yeah, no. It's Game of Thrones theme. You got the save the date, right? And then went home and went, we didn't invite that person.
What do you do? Do you correct it? Do you then have to put them in or you just let it slide?
I mean, I was happy that I invited the first and happy that I get to invite the second.
Right.
But there are definitely times when I don't want this person at my wedding and they literally Facebook message you, hey, where's the wedding and when is it? I need to book. I'm going to look into hotels. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, sweet summer child.
Oh, my aunt that I haven't seen in 20 years.
Oh, wow. You're talking even family.
Oh. Yeah, we have a rule. If the both of us haven't met you within the 2 years we've been together, you're not invited.
Even family?
Even family.
Oh, that's fascinatingly harsh.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
I like that.
Just because we're related doesn't mean you're part of my life.
Sorry, third cousins.
Yeah. I don't know you.
Send me a gift, but you ain't coming.
Yeah, and also, I don't want you to spend the money on me. I have so many other people that I need to spend.
Good, because I'm not buying you a gift.
You're the gift.
Thank you. You damn right I am.
He's my hand of the queen, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
He's in my wedding party.
So, all right, so you have that number five, awkward conversations with people you're not inviting.
That. Yeah.
That is tough. Yeah. Number four?
It costs way more than you expect.
But I would expect it costs a lot more.
How much would you expect a wedding costs right today in Los Angeles? Because we got
Los Angeles,
California. Yeah.
A Los Angeles wedding.
Yes.
Average attended wedding. I don't know what that is. In my mind, we're looking in the 150, 200 range.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
the whole event.
Yeah.
From running the location.
From linens to the food, to booze.
Paper
to,
napkins.
To the entertainment.
I'm going to say, this is tough. This is tough. Yeah. I don't know.
Just throw it out there, buddy.
$1. No, that's wrong show. 40,000? Did I go over?
It was that in like 2010.
Oh, wow. So now it's more?
The average in like California, like let's say Southern California or North or San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like 60. 60 grand we're looking at? 50 to 60?
Love ain't worth it. Love ain't worth 60 grand. How do you do
I know.
That?
For that big of a wedding, yeah, everything's more expensive than you think it is. It's called a wedding tax. You put wedding on the front of anything. I need a cake. Great, $20. I need a wedding cake. $120.
There's a wedding tax.
Wedding taxes
that
are a
sounds
thing.
Like a total
and,
shenanigans.
But in the end, people are
Megan,
like, I know.
60,000 plus, and that's the average?
That's the average. That is the average. That is like, when you put in all the details, I want 150 people, I want this, I'm going to pay for a photographer, I'm going to pay for this. I did it with a thing. I did it five times, because I was like, no. Right. And it came back with like, yep, between 50 and 60.
Is there a point, and when those numbers start coming back, when do you start cutting things? What do you cut? Well, we could put an iPod.
That's called offbeatbride.com. Check it out.
Okay.
We spend a lot of time talking about what to cut.
Oh, man.
DIY is great. Sometimes it can cost you more. I actually think getting a wedding planner is a great idea because they can save you money because they have vendors. They know
how to do it. Vendors, I didn't
vendors
think about
that. Vendors
can
get a discount. They have ways of, you know, they're
What's
smart.
the answer, honestly, here? Yes. I know. What is the point? What is the number that it hits where you're like, screw it, we're getting Boston Market?
I don't know. I'm looking at food trucks right now. All I want is waffles at the wedding.
I support this. A chicken and waffles.
And so that guy came back with a number. I was surprised at how low it was. So
and
I
it
was,
fits into your budget.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. So
this is disheartening me because
you don't have to have.
I know, but a wedding. I like going to weddings.
I love weddings. I know.
I'm
They're
good
great.
At weddings. I like
too.
Them.
You are particularly great at weddings.
Good at weddings.
Yeah.
So that, you know, one day I could see having my own and would want people to have fun at my wedding. And now I know can't afford it. We'll be at a picnic.
No, no, no.
We'll be at a picnic.
If you have enough Patreon supporters, maybe one day you too can have a wedding.
Okay.
No, I think people can come together and do things for free. They can hook
sure.
you up.
Okay.
I have people offered to make me dresses.
I'll make you a dress kit.
You want to make me a dress kit? That'd be amazing.
Okay. Do you like stapled bags?
I'll marry you for free.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
You can have that.
Okay.
That's my gift.
Yeah, I officiated that wedding for
you. You did. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like.
At no cost.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Limited
we're.
Cost.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have good enough friends, you can have a wedding.
So the cost. I mean, I would imagine.
But the cost is insane. It is crazy. It is very disconcerting.
Okay. Number three.
It is probably one of the only times that you will have to rank your friends.
Whoa.
You have to decide who are your top people that are being invited. Who are the people that you can cut if you need to? Who are the people that if you invite these people, you have to invite these people?
Oh, it's a chain. It's a friend chain.
You rank your friends. You start thinking about your friends in
See, I know.
Dollar signs.
I know that because I'm in your wedding party, I'm high on the list.
You're high. You're very high.
I've been in a few weddings now. I'm high on the list. Mm-hmm. But now you are making me think, where did I rank at other weddings?
Yeah.
That is a good, almost dating profile line. Rank high on weddings.
Rank high on wedding guest lists.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's a thing.
Have you completed that process now?
The guest list was hard.
Your first wedding was in Hawaii, which
yes.
is why I couldn't attend it. Because
a lot of people couldn't.
I just couldn't afford to. And at the time, I had a little bit more fear flying than I do now. So, I understood that. But have you completed the ranking? What do you guys do? You sit down?
Yeah.
Is it like that scene in Father and the Bride, like throwing cards in no and yes boxes?
Oh, we didn't do that. That's hilarious. No, but we had this thing where the first thing was have the both of us interacted with them.
In 2 years.
And so you were automatically put into a second category if we hadn't seen you in 2 years. Some of them are, there's reasons why.
Sure.
So
moved
then,
away or still
yeah,
close.
Yeah, so then
like that.
That ranking shifted. But yeah, you had to basically put your friends in a big old pile and then
let me ask this, because you guys are, you're not like, you didn't meet each other in the same friend group. There's some shared friends you have.
Very
minimal.
Now, but
minimal. Yeah. Two different worlds.
Yeah.
Are there trades that happen?
Yes, there are. Oh, really? You're inviting them? Well, if you're inviting them, then I get to invite the person that I forgot that I put on the guest list.
Yeah. Oh, you're inviting Teddy?
That was a trade. Yeah.
Okay.
That
well, Cheryl's coming and then her mom's coming too.
Yes.
And then if some
and then
Teddy doesn't mean that much to me.
Right. Then the ranking kicks in. Oh, well, in that case,
Teddy's level 7.
Yeah.
He's ranked number 412.
Yeah. Teddy is going to bite.
Interesting.
Yeah. That sucks. It sucks. It's not fun.
Any big fights over it?
No. No, we don't fight.
That's disgusting.
I know. It's okay. So gross. We're so
I never would have thought
dumb.
About that. Number 2.
Family drama.
Family drama
is
juicy, juicy family drama.
Terrible.
Have you had drama for this wedding already and then the previous wedding?
Yeah, it's funny. I had more drama the previous wedding because my parents were paying for it. So the rule is
little ownership.
Their money, their rules.
Little ownership to it, yeah.
And so my mom was really sweet. She was learning what offbeat weddings were.
Yeah.
We had a lot of back and forth of like, well, what about a bouquet? No bouquet. What do you mean no bouquet? I'm like, what am I going to do with a bouquet? Like, why a bouquet? Well, you have to have a bouquet. Do you have to have a bouquet?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to have any of these things.
Right.
So it took a minute for her to wrap her mind around it.
The garter gets cut a lot.
Oh, the garter. Oh, that's the worst. Oh, sorry. I don't want to judge. God, I'm sorry. That's terrible.
You judgy
McJudgerson. I do love me a garter with a flask on it.
Yeah.
And I've seen some really cute, like, comic book themed garters.
Sure. They're handy in a barroom fight.
I just get uncomfortable when the garter removal starts happening.
Look, even as a young kid when I wasn't sure what that meant or what was going on, I remember being at weddings and here's like the husband pulling up his wife's dress and pulling up a garter.
I recently heard that they actually send groomsmen in to do it now. Like sometimes people are doing
it. It's a betting ceremony from Game of Thrones?
I don't know. I shouldn't judge.
No, I'm not judging, but it is slightly awkward. I mean, even at 10 years old, I was like, why is he taking off her underpants?
Why is this happening? Why is everybody woohooing? And I don't understand. Yeah. Like the next scene is the betting ceremony. So family drama.
Family drama.
It's less this time, but it's still, you know, weddings kick up a lot of...
That's the thing. It's like, say, a funeral or a death in the family sometimes bring unnecessary stress.
Big shifts.
And feuds.
Yeah, and certain things mean certain things to other people. So, like, you know, you never know how important something is until...
And I imagine maybe not... Well, this is your second, but it's Mike's first. So, how many things... Do you go, look, we don't necessarily want to do this, but we need to have this for the wedding because Grandma JoJo's there.
Well, Mike's mom's property.
Oh, is that a reason number one?
She's so excited about it. I will stipulate, I'm in love with his mother. She's an amazing
woman. She made you
a
great Rey costume, right?
She did. She made me a Rey cosplay.
Yeah.
Costume and it is phenomenal. She loves me so much, and she loves Mike the most.
Sure.
Like she's just the best.
As she should. Yeah.
And she's got lots of hopes and dreams for this wedding. She's very excited. She was very excited to have me. She literally built stairs for me to walk down to have a big like here comes the bride moment, which I didn't think I'd have. Envisioned like walking in with Mike, you know, I'm a very casual bride.
You are a casual bride.
So,
a book by Megan Finley.
So now I'm walking down, I'm making a grand entrance on stairs that she built for me. Should I have a problem with that? It could have been an issue. You know, see what I mean? Like,
yes. That's what
I'm getting at. You don't
even know. That sounds like a benefit. This is a great woman who's putting her heart into this.
Oh, I am so stoked to walk down some handmade stairs.
If she's like, hey, remember when I made those stairs? Oh, great. I love them, Mom. Those are some great stairs. Awesome. I'm going to let some pigs roam around because these pigs are family tradition and they're going to root around. I don't want the pigs. Well, that's where the problem is.
I wish you'd use a better example because I'd be so stoked to have some pigs rooting
around. I would,
around.
Too.
That'd be amazing.
I'm secretly putting that out in the universe so I can get pigs at my wedding.
There are some things that like she or other people in the family assume are going to happen, and they've been so amazing when I've said, oh, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. And luckily, they, but you never know when you stumble upon something that's very important to somebody that they've always envisioned it being that way. Everybody has an idea of what weddings should be. So
when Grandma JoJo hands you a necklace she wore in 1947.
Oh, that's a thing. And she wants you to wear it.
Yeah.
You have your mindset on this other thing you want to wear. We literally, there's a post about that on Offbeat Bride. Mm-hmm. Ariel had that happen. Somebody handed her a necklace.
Mm-hmm.
She already was going to wear a necklace, but it was very important that she...
Right.
And she ended up wearing it as a headpiece.
Okay.
Yeah. So you get creative. You get creative,
sure.
Or you get packing. I don't know. Like either there's tears or creative solutions or tough conversations.
And sometimes it has poison that you're going to use to kill Joffrey. So you might just want to take it if Grandma Tyrell wants you to wear it.
Yeah.
Got it there. So
that's, family, yeah.
So I know that, again, there's family drama you can't avoid, or that it's just that it's serious stuff, deeper level stuff that's different, and the wedding brings it out. But so you're giving some good advice too about how to put the necklace on your head or something different there. Is there a negotiation process, or at what point do you just feel you have to say no to something? And can you? At what point do you have to remind them it's your wedding?
I've said no. Mm-hmm. I've definitely said no at this wedding, and it's caused a lot of drama.
Mm-hmm.
I have a family member that I don't speak to. I don't have a relationship mm-hmm. with. It's very mm-hmm. important to my parents that he's invited.
Am I no longer
to me
coming?
That he's, yeah, that's okay. How I'm breaking it to you, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's important to me that he's not there. It's created a lot of issues.
Drama.
But I concede on a lot of things, but I won't concede when it's going to have a negative impact on the day.
Okay.
Like, if I feel like I can't even show up to my own wedding because this is happening,
mm-hmm.
that's when, you know.
You have to remind everyone this is our marriage.
Right. Like, I need to feel, like, if it's going to make you uncomfortable or make you feel threatened or make you feel unsafe.
Right.
That's when you say no. There can usually be a compromise.
The snide, cynical side of me and a lot of other people say, well, you know, weddings are more for the family anyways. It's. You know, it's for the mothers and the grandmothers and everything. I think in the end, that's not entirely true.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't believe that.
I'm cynical, Megan. I think that's the problem.
Guess what? Every wedding is different.
Right.
So I think when I first started out in this wedding, I thought this wedding would really mostly be for Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, because it's his first and you've had your moment.
Interesting. And then I was
amazed to find out that I am actually very deeply emotionally invested in this. And it is actually.
That's a good sign.
For us.
I'm going to say that's a good sign.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I just thought, whatever. I'll take a back seat. And I find myself wanting to be right up in the front seat with him together.
Interesting.
And so more than anything, it feels like an event for us. I mean, you know, since we're actually funding it. So it is.
Wow.
Our money, our choice.
Yeah.
And
as we learned earlier, it's a lot.
For us. Yeah. Well, let's say it's not that much, but
yeah.
It is a party for us. Mm. And we want you to be part of us. We want you guys to like be there when
be
we
there.
Take this big step.
Oh, I'm going to be there, kid. All right. So
I know you have to.
I have to.
You have to have no
choice. Let's recap. We got number five, which is.
Oh, yeah. All right. Recapping. Number five is awkward conversations with people who are not invited.
Number four.
Costs way more than you expect.
Number three.
You is the only time we're going to have to rank your friends.
That's my favorite. Number two.
Family drama.
And the number one worst thing about planning a wedding, according to Megan Finley.
I like that you stipulated that it's according to me.
Offbeat Bride and Home and the Offbeat Empire is.
This is definitely according to me.
Mm-hmm.
When your best friend tells you he won't make a speech or be in your wedding party, and then you resent him when he officiates someone else's wedding and makes the best speech ever for them, and you have to cry about it and force him to be in your wedding.
Yeah. Is whoever that guy is probably an a-hole.
I agree.
This is a very personalized number one reason.
Yeah.
You're using this show to hijack me, and I love it.
That and is why we're friends.
And I love it.
Yeah. You want to talk about that, Ken?
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Let's talk about that.
So to the people in the audience, we don't want to personalize this too much that we lose them. So let's say you have someone very important to you. You're getting married and you're like, hey, so you're in my wedding party. And the person says, was that a question mark in the end of that sentence? And then they're like, cool, there's some stipulations or just some things I'm not comfortable with. How do you deal with that? That's where we're trying to generalize.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wrote a post about that.
You wrote a post.
It's called "When Your Best Friend Says No to Being in Your Wedding Party."
I didn't know that there was a post. I have to look that up.
Oh, there's a post.
Is my name mentioned in it?
Your name is not, but that
is there a picture of me?
Yes, there's an illustrate the illustration of you and me at a party.
Oh, it's Han Solo.
Yeah, and Han. Yeah.
That was at an engagement at the proposal.
The LARPosal.
The Matt and Brittany LARPosal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I use an illustration.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. A really good post. So I don't know if any of you have been in there, but like when mm-hmm. you ask a friend to do something like that and they say no, mm-hmm. it is devastating. It is hard.
Yeah, we fought that day.
We didn't fight. We had a bunch of like passive aggressive texts, flurry of passive aggressive texts. Because
yeah, it was a flurry.
Yeah. And I happened to be out of the country, so we couldn't call.
That's right.
I was in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But when we got back, I realized that I was being very emotional and upset, and something was happening with my best friend that I didn't understand because I couldn't understand why my best friend would say no.
Right. I said yes.
So we had lunch and we had a summit meeting.
We had summit, which we seem to have a lot of summit meetings in our life.
Not a lot, but we had a few. Okay. And like I said at that summit meeting, when you're friends with somebody for 12 years,
right,
12 plus years, your friendship is going to go through a lot of different
ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
Peaks and valleys.
Right. And just like
curveballs and surprises.
Right. And we need to reevaluate what our relationship is a lot.
Sure. Yeah.
Not a lot, but like every five years or so, we need to redefine
boundaries and what's the word I'm looking for? And just how we function as friends.
Yeah.
The functionality of our friendship.
And also, to be fair, you were going through a rough time.
Yeah.
It was not your favorite time for love.
Right. Yeah.
Here comes me bounding up like a little bunny on the train tracks and is happy.
Little bunny on the train tracks. And I'm and like,
I will squash that bunny. So it brings out a lot of relationship discrepancies. And sometimes people aren't ready for you to be the happiest, most in love person ever.
Sure.
And they're not ready. They're not wedding ready.
Right. But I'm wedding ready-ish now. I'm in it.
You're in it.
I've got my hand in the queen sigil.
Yep.
And so to you know, as far as the speech, I just don't feel I have speeches in me anymore.
I know. I'm fine with the speech. Although you think you'll regret not giving one because
I have an ego as a performer.
You have an ego as a performer and you will sit there going, I could have done better. Oh, I could have done better.
I could always do
better. That's true. You can do better, Ken. That's my motto for you.
So the number one worst thing about planning a wedding that Megan used to hijack me on my own show is when your best friend says no to being in the wedding party, then says yes, but then says I'm still not good with giving a speech.
And so I'm not going to do that.
And so she's still playing a long game. Mm-hmm. But that is a good list.
Thank you, dude.
That is a good list. Look, if it helps, one of the weddings I did speak on, I didn't plan it for 1 second.
You just winged the speech?
I just winged the speech.
Really?
And
how'd it go?
It is still talked about by the family to this day.
See, you're amazing. Even when you don't try, you're amazing.
No, when I don't try, I'm horrible and alone and play a lot of Star Wars Battlefront.
I'm not talking about your love life. I'm talking about speech
I wasn't
making.
Even talking about my love life. Just talking about life. So stand by, kid. All right. We'll see when I get to that hotel room that's somewhere up in the Redwoods that I booked 2 years in advance, even though I'd only found out a year in advance. That's good. But anyways, I appreciate it, Megan. You come in, give us a great list here on Life Ranked on the Knapsack Files. That's what we do. If you are on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. Follow me on Twitter at Ken Knapsack. Follow Megan on Twitter at Maggie Finn. And go to Treats and Geeks on Instagram and treatsandgeeks.com to see Megan and all her food that her and her wonderful fiancé eat as they foodie around Los Angeles and the world. That's a thing, too. You got things on there from not just L.A. County. Right. Morocco. England.
Thanks, Prison Break. Thanks.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Where else?
Scotland.
You've just traveled so much, you don't even remember.
I don't even remember. Washington, New York.
That's a lot. And you get pictures of bags of trash in New York, because that's what I do.
Garbage town.
That's what you do. I love my New York City. Garbage. Megan, it is great for you to come in. I appreciate you giving your list. It's fun. If you have a list out there, just hashtag the Knapsack Files and hashtag Life Ranked and give something on your list on the worst things about planning a wedding.
Oh, yeah, when I see those.
That'll be fun. So until next time, go ahead, find love, get married, just struggle through planning it.